My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. 36 years he spent in uniform, the last four as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. He's now Executive Vice President at the Family Research Council. We want to get his reaction to the latest developments in the Bo Bergdahl case, namely that the very prosecutors who initially charged him with crimes that could have warranted life in prison or even execution now want him to spend no time in jail at all. And General, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Greg. I'm glad to be with you.
Bergdahl was the U.S. soldier in Afghanistan, an Army sergeant who left his post, ended up in Taliban custody, and was ultimately released back to the United States in exchange for five Guantanamo Bay inmates. Now we've heard in recent days, and this is quoting the CNN story, the U.S. military officer in charge of last month's hearing for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has recommended he not do any jail time, Bergdahl's legal team says. In a memorandum dated last Friday, the legal team said it agreed with Lieutenant Colonel Mark Visker's conclusion that their client be referred to a special court-martial and receive neither jail time nor a punitive discharge. Now, the story also goes on to say that this is not the final call on this, but what do you make of the fact that it appears that the prosecutors in this case are essentially saying no jail time for Bergdahl?
I just can't I can't fathom this. This is very puzzling to me. And I will just tell you that this what they're recommending a special court is really a level below what we call a general court martial, which would be a trial by jury. Now, even in a special court, you have a minimum of a three officer panel that sort of acts as a jury, but. I think a special court martial is in order here. These are egregious charges. Look, this guy deserted in combat, and not only that, they have proven that he was cavorting with or he is guilty of misbehavior with the enemy. Bergdahl went to the Taliban deliberately. He stayed with the Taliban for 5 years, and there has to be accountability for that. As far as I am concerned, Greg, I think that this guy should probably spend the rest of his life in jail. This actually carries a death penalty. I'm not advocating that by any means, but I do think that he needs to be held accountable. And it depends on who you talk to, but there were somewhere between five and seven Americans that were killed incidental to the search operations for Bergdahl after he left his compound voluntarily. And then add to that the fact that we put five of the most hardcore criminals in Guantanamo back on the streets. We released these people. These were commanders. These were senior people, and they were some of the worst in Guantanamo. And we traded them for a guy who deliberately walked off of his installation and joined the Taliban there. So I find this thing to be appalling that a prosecutor would recommend this.
Let's look at this in a couple different ways. First of all, obviously there were very serious charges brought by prosecutors in the first place, so they thought they had a good case. Why do you believe they've kind of rolled this back now? Was it that they didn't have quite the case that they thought they had, or is there something else going on here?
Greg, it's hard for me to say. I don't know the inside story on this. I must tell you that my only conclusion is that these prosecutors are under some serious pressure through the chain of command there, and I suspect the chain of command is probably under some pressure from the administration, but I don't know that for a fact. But what else can you conclude? I mean, these are military prosecutors, and they know the seriousness of these charges, and that's why I find this appalling. But think about this, too, just as a final thought on this. The Army is about to put a Sergeant First Class named Charles Martlin out of the Army for an incident in 2011 where he slugged the police chief for raping a child repeatedly. And we're going to put him out of the Army, but here we've got a guy that cavorted with the enemy, that deserted in wartime, and we're going to let him go. We're going to let him walk. We're upside down, and this is I think this is a total miscarriage of justice.
Exit question. If, in fact, this ends up the way it appears to be heading right now, what's the impact on morale within the armed forces?
Well, the fact that we traded these five hardcore criminals, hardcore terrorists, was a big impact on morale. Everybody knew that Bergdahl had deserted. So I think that there was a huge impact on morale when all of that occurred, and I think that if he's allowed to walk with some minor slap on the wrist, I think that it's going to have another huge impact on morale throughout our services, not just the Army.
General, we'll have to leave it right there. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Great being with you.
Thank you, sir. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, now Executive Vice President at the Family Research Council. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.